Welcome to the Mojo for Musicians podcast from Manny Cabo Media, where we dig deep into today's top strategies to help you take your music career to the next level with real, raw, and uplifting conversations with industry professionals that are making moves, making a difference, and making the best versions of themselves to inspire you to do the same. What's going on, everybody? I'm your host, Manny Cabo, and welcome to another episode of Mojo for Musicians.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another killer episode of Mojo for Musicians. That's definitely going to be jam-packed with value, but most importantly, inspiration for all you fellow artists out there trying to make it in this crazy entertainment industry of ours. I'm so happy you could join us because today's episode is without a doubt one of the most crucial areas that can truly elevate the exposure and, of course, the success of any artist on so many platforms, as we alluded to in earlier episodes, which is video production. It's undoubtedly an area that I personally appreciate as both a cinematographer and professional editorial photographer, because in today's musical market, especially during this pandemic, let's face it, artists are pretty much confined to performing and creating content at home, essentially. But the truth of the matter is this: the rise of so many influencers on YouTube and TikTok and Twitch has made the technology cheaper and easier to use, which can only lead to more expansive ways to not only get your brand noticed, but monetized with things like stories and reels. And now even companies like Rotor have partnered up with distribution companies like CD Baby and TuneCore that I've used both to create short videos on your Spotify songs. So guys, if you haven't already jumped on the video bandwagon, then you better, because I certainly don't want to be the one to tell you that you missed the boat on any growth opportunities. Because people, the reality of the situation is this: you don't need record labels or publishing deals anymore to make it in this industry. Just keep consistently, and again, consistently releasing music with accompanying video footage. And it could be whatever, a BTS clip, a lyric video, it doesn't matter. Supplementing your music with video is huge, so get to it. I mean, start studying videos of successful influencers and artists and see what's working for them. Again, you don't need to reinvent the wheel. Plus, everything's been done already, so just add your unique twist to it, brah. So without further ado, here are some quick tips to think about with respect to your next video campaign. And whether you plan on doing it yourself or hiring someone, it's still useful to have a grasp of how everything works to A, better your communication skills with your teammates, or if you're working on your own, to achieve optimal results so you don't waste any time. First on the list is the obvious one. You got to have a camera. And no, you don't need to spend thousands of dollars on serious 35mm gear or have an arsenal of lenses. I mean, I do, but that's my profession as an editorial photographer. Just use what you have. I mean, nowadays, some of these smartphones have 4K on them, and feature films are shot with these smartphones. So yes, that's more than enough. But what I do need to counsel you on is this. Remember that depending on the platform you're shooting, always match the orientation. You're like, what the hell does that mean? So, meaning if you're on TikTok or Instagram, make sure that you shoot vertically because that's the orientation that those particular platforms favor. If you're doing a live on Facebook or YouTube, then shooting in landscape makes more sense. Second is lighting. Now, my first recommendation is when in doubt, always shoot with available light for obvious reasons. It's free, doesn't cost you anything, and if diffused with a translucent material, it makes for a great and, above all, complimenting source. Now, if you don't have much light coming in through the window, then either look for a spot that's somewhat shadowless or not contrasty, meaning not too much disparity between highlights and shadows, and try to always bring someone with you to hold a diffuser, if you will, to prevent those harsh shadows if you're in the sun. Which is why cloudy days are so primo for all you photography, cinema, and still maniacs out there. And if you're shooting at night, then I would always recommend getting a ring light, because nowadays it's essentially the go-to light for influencers and makeup artists because of its circular and diffused qualities, which is very, very flattening for the face in all video applications for that matter, including green screen, which is another beast, but I won't get into that in this episode. Just know that many programs have made green screening much simpler now, but knowing how to light it is the key. So that's one thing that you might want to delve into and study before getting into green screens, but you could really yield some awesome effects. Number three, whether you're shooting at home or on location, think about having your computer or additional storage memory so you can download your footage, because all memory cards and phones have limited storage capacity, especially if you're shooting in 4K and you don't want to run out of space and battery life and lose your flow or mojo, full pun intended. And also, if you're shooting 35 millimeter, then perhaps a portable microphone might be needed if you're vlogging. But if you're shooting a music video, then don't really worry about it too much, because you'll be lip syncing and, you know, the MP3 audio will be added in post-production later. The next step would be to have a concept already storyboarded or drawn out, and you could download templates for free online or create your own. Just take a blank sheet of paper and draw 12 small rectangle boxes in each box and draw the content or composition of the shot that you're shooting. For example, will it be a close-up or a full-length shot or a sweeping shot or an establishing shot of a location or whatever? Just so you're not spontaneously having to come up with a concept on location. Again, wasting time. And it helps if you've already scouted some of the locations prior to best represent your storyline. So again, remember, preparation is key. So there you have it, guys. And again, this is a very consolidated and simplified checklist, but here's my disclaimer. Thousands, and I mean thousands, of major influencers and successful artists alike are making serious waves and building huge followings with the bare minimum in terms of equipment. So don't get boggled down thinking that you have to go max out your credit cards to create great video content, because that's the furthest thing from the truth. But if you do want a full production, well, then you better save your money, do the research, and hire a music videographer within your budget, of course, that can deliver your vision and delegate that entire arsenal of video responsibilities to their team. But that's something you need to decide. And my guest today will certainly be able to address all those questions at length. So stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Mojo for Musicians podcast. To learn more about becoming a guest on the show to share your mojo with us, visit MannyCabo.com and send us an email in the contact section. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast app so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you like what you hear, be sure to give us a positive review on your favorite listening platform. And now, back to the show.
All right, so today's guest is someone who undoubtedly knows his way around the video camera and making magic with it as well, earning him 3 Emmy Awards, 20-plus Addie Awards, 2 Associated Press Awards, and he was also the first runner-up on the Fox reality series, On the Lot. What a great show that was. Please welcome to the show a dear friend, a Kentucky native, and one who I've actually had the distinct pleasure of working with on a concept called Rock, Roll, and Repeat. Ladies and gentlemen, the founder of Epic Films, Jason Epperson. What's up, Jason? Welcome to the show, man.
What's up, Manny Cabo? Thanks for having me, bro.
Oh, man, the pleasure's all mine. I'm just happy you're available, because I know you're all over the place. And, man, I know it's definitely been a long minute since we worked together with Grant Wilson, remember?
It has. I miss you, bro. I miss you. Come back to Kentucky.
I know I do, man. That day was great. It was you, me, I think Lou, Grant Wilson of Ghost Hunters. Man, what a blast that was. And I remember most of it, but our good friend Maker's Mark faded out the rest, if you know what I mean, man. But
I don't know what you're talking about.
No. Let's plead the fifth on that. Absolutely. But
right.
I see that you're still creating amazing projects. So, man, fill me in on what's going on in the Epic Films world.
Yeah, man. It has been quite the ride. I guess since we've hooked up on that project, we just kept growing. And I guess, you know, maybe for listeners, just to give a quick background, you know, I've been doing this for nearly 20 years. I've been out kind of on my own since 2005, started Epic Films, and it was really just me for the longest time. Now, I would contract out guys to, you know, help me with cinematography and lighting and some editing and whatnot, but it was pretty much me. I was coming up with concepts. I'm producing the spots. I'm hiring the guys. I'm directing. I am getting behind the camera and shooting a lot. Still kind of doing that some these days, but I do divvy that up to some of the young cats now. But was pretty much kind of just doing it all until in 2007. That's when that opportunity came along where Steven Spielberg, he's a little director out of Hollywood. Not sure if you've heard of him.
I've heard of him. He's
doing some stuff. Spielberg and Mark Burnett actually teamed up and produced a show called On the Lot.
I remember that show, man. It was such a great show.
Yeah, man, but it only went one season, so it's kind of funny. I brag to people. Luckily, I was on the one and only season and finished runner up on that season, which was really cool, man. The experience was incredible. The winner got $1 million deal in their own office and at DreamWorks, and the whole concept was they were looking for the next big director, and
sure.
Your little podunk hillbilly Jason Epperson from Kentucky made it all the way to the final. So man, it was a great experience. It opened huge doors, obviously,
of course,
for me, and really kind of that's really kind of what helped a lot of success in my business to pick up new clients and do a lot of projects. And it's kind of funny too, man, because I was never really interested in being a feature film director.
You know what's funny? I'm going to cut you off right there. Don't answer that yet, because that's so funny you bring that up, and it's great because that's actually one of my questions. So save that. That's juicy material. I want to know that, man.
Okay.
I actually, when I was putting together the questions, said, you know what? I remember him telling me that he initially started off more in the audio production field, correct?
Yeah. All right,
hold on to that, man, because I'm gonna create a segue for that later on. But you know, aside from everything else, and listening to you, it really doesn't surprise me one bit, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to bring you on here. You know, and I created a few tailored questions for you that are directed for musicians with respect to getting their brand out there through video. And I honestly couldn't think of a better person to help me tackle these, you know, for my fellow artists, being both a music and video lover like yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. No, man. Yeah. I appreciate that. Yeah. You're right, man. I mean, it's always been about the music.
That's awesome.
That's kind of where it all starts with me. And again, my degree is broadcasting electronic media. So I was kind of, taught in radio as well as film, so I got a kind of a good mix background when I started in all this stuff. Man, I tell you, there's a real big heart that is still in that music world and in the producing side of things. And I did a little bit of DJing, and I've worked with some songwriters and again, just to kind of jump right in it, music videos was I thought that was where I was gonna land, and I thought that was the career path I was gonna take, because it started to blow up for me. I hooked up with a buddy of mine out of Nashville who wanted to do a little music video. He was an independent guy, but he was super well connected down there, and he's like, "Man, you hook me up, do this video." He said, "I'll go find us some work."
That's how it all starts, man. That's the similar story that always goes around. You know, I got this thing I want you to work on, and so many stories have developed from that initial conversation.
yeah, and a lot of that stuff, you're just like, yeah, whatever,
right,
man. Let's just do the video, be done. But man, this dude, he's legit. He went down. I'm telling you, man, it wasn't probably 2 weeks after we finished the video and he took it down, we had a job. With a decent little budget. It just kept going. Bigger budgets, bigger artists.
Good for you.
And that's about the time that the show happened, which kind of, took me a little sideways on my career path. And I kind of had to step back and say, this is a huge opportunity. And, maybe I want to kind of move into more film or long format, but I learned pretty quickly, man. I've got a short attention span to work on a feature Working on a feature film takes a unique beast who
That's extensive concentration right there. I mean, I can imagine like the post-production that it takes me on one image. I could only imagine the hours and hours upon hours. I mean, I look at the credits on Marvel comic movies, you know, and it's like, yeah. Oh my God, the list is endless. So I can only imagine, but yeah, listen, I'll jump right into this so you can get back to your, you know, your busy directing life over there. But my first question is obviously for the musician on a budget, especially during these crazy times. Like, what recommendations do you have for the musician who wants to create engaging content, but only has a smartphone other than I can't afford the expenditure of purchasing, say, you know, 35mm camera or elaborate light systems? Like, what would be some major things to consider in their content?
Musicians on a budget, huh? Yeah. Well,
you've never heard that one before, I don't think.
No, I don't know anyone that's got budgets. You know, it's sky's the limit.
I hate to be facetious, man, but I was one of those early on, so I just had to, because I know there's so many of us out there still, you know.
Well, in trying to relate it to what I do and doing video content and. I work with a lot of independent guys. Most of my music videos are independent music videos. So it's literally the artist is trying to come up with the cash or, you know, trying to find someone who will back them. And honestly, you know, I've actually helped with some of that as far as going out and trying to find sponsors. You know, right. If you're a small, local, not on a label or anything yet, I think, you know, I have a couple answers, and I'm a rambler too. So I'll kind of jump all over the place. But the first thing I would say is content is king these days. So just keep putting stuff out there. I don't feel like you necessarily have to have the best lighting, the best equipment. Well, heck, I mean, an iPhone now, I mean, you can get great content, right. You know, off your iPhones these days. So I think just keeping yourself out there, keep putting work out there. Is key these days, and keeping it short. So it's one song at a time. It's getting people to know a little bit more about you. You know, people want to know who the artist is. Don't just get on there and just sing a song. Give them something at the beginning, you know, something about you, something unique every time, and then go into the music. I think growing your audience is super important. But just getting some people to believe in you. If you're doing some music videos, man, there's so many good young cats now that are coming out. And again, I think it's because technology, it's so far advanced. You know, these kids are, you know, have access to great equipment and, right. And they're really slick in their edits now. You can find some guys who are as hungry as you are to help you to build that and to grow that. And to do some cool music videos. Another thing, here's a big thing I do with musicians who are on budgets and want to do a music video. The first thing we do is get together and be like, look, what's our budget? And then kind of work your way in reverse. What concept can we come out with that's really cool based on that budget? Mm-hmm. And man, some of my favorite videos are really simply done. You know, mm-hmm. It doesn't take a lot to get people's attention.
Yeah, the less is more concept is definitely one that's always one that I've always favored anyway.
Yeah, concept, you know, is where it all starts. So, you know, you come up with a budget and then work your way back into a concept that fits that budget. Really?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you mentioned that because I prefaced the show with a couple of pointers myself, you know, from my own personal experiences. Let's face it, you know, when we first start this huge venture of ours as musicians, you don't realize the expenditures that start building up. So obviously we need to be a little bit more resourceful, especially how we spend money. So, and nowadays with the advent of technology and me working at Apple for so many years, I've seen what the power of an iPhone can do. I mean, you're recording in 4K, the angles, you know, the auto light compensation, it's just ridiculous. So I agree with you with respect to having an iPhone nowadays. Or any of these smartphones for that matter, is more than ample.
Yeah, absolutely. You can do it.
That's awesome. Listen, I appreciate that. And that's a cool segue into number two. Like, would you recommend creating a video for every individual release? Because I know every artist, and including myself sometimes, I'll start contemplating, well, it's a good song. Maybe I should do a lyrical video. Maybe I should do a full-blown out video. I don't know. But, like, what's your opinion? Or just, you know, uphold that idea of cherry picking whatever they feel is the best song and, you know, put your best foot forward type of mentality.
Man, that's a tough one. should every artist do a music video? Is that kind of what you're asking?
Yeah. You look like, song? For example, I got five songs I feel are great. Hypothetically speaking, should I do a video for all of them? You know, whether it's a lyric video, whether it's a little behind the scenes video or a full blown out video, do you feel it's necessary?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that is going to be a question. You know, when I think about that, what I find or what I've seen over the years that's had a lot of success is doing something more like an EPK, like an electronic press kit that would have kind of what I was talking about before. It'd have a little bit about your personality you could have in there and then just segue into two or three tracks without putting the whole song out there. That way you're doing a video that's 3 to 5 minutes, which is about people's attention spans these days, and you're able to get out two or three of your songs on there without having to spend a ton of money to do a video for each one. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so you're talking more like little excerpts or teasers, if you will, like 30 or 60 second clips.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. And I see so many of these are just like in the studio type footage, which can be really nice and really well done. You know, again, with minimal lighting, just find you a good guy who knows how to shoot and edit a little bit. You could pay one guy to come in and shoot something like that for you. Sit down, do an interview, talk about your music, talk about why you love it, and go right into these quick little segues and get that out there.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in just coming up with a couple of storyboards, even if it's like three or four little, you know, establishing shots here or there, and then just going from there. Because I think most of the issues that a lot of artists have is they get a group of people, you know, if they're that fortunate enough to, you know, to have a college grad or somebody new in the field say, all right, I want to help you with this, and then they're like, all right, so what do we shoot? I think it's up to the artist to come up with a concept, and then from there at least present that to a videographer like yourself, so at least combine some ideas. Because I know so many times I've wasted time trying to just be on the spot spontaneously coming up with an idea. You know, I think, you know, scouting a location, coming up with a concept, really listening to your songs and feeling strongly about, you know, this would be a great song to do video. Let's start thinking about it even before presenting it to somebody like yourself, especially on your tier. But I think storyboarding is a huge part of the whole process, even before submitting it or even asking for help for a video. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, yeah. No, absolutely. And I think to jump on that question as well is, you know, you talk about coming up with treatments. I mean, me personally, I like to be the one in control who can kind of help facilitate the concepts, come up with these concepts for videos. But I'm also a big believer in collaborating with the artist because, again, it's your song, right? It's your song. You probably had a vision for the song since you created it. So, you know, I feel like it's our job. It's my job as coming on the video side of it is to help polish that vision and create something visually appealing that would maybe help kind of go along with that, or maybe even come up with something completely different that you're not thinking about. That's a little more outside the box type thinking. That's what I love. I mean, that's the part that I love.
Sometimes that's exactly what happens. You know, you initiate this concept and then you bring it to somebody else and they're like, well, you know what? That's a great idea. And it'll stem another idea. And then you start building from that point. But, you know, again, you got to start somewhere. So I would definitely recommend artists out there to start with storyboards, because I know that's the issue that I've always had, especially when I've dealt with videographers. The first thing they'll ask me is, well, what's the song? What's the lyric about? Like, what do you have in mind? And then they just take the ball and just run with it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, you hit on another point too. I got to throw this out there. Sure. And I love it. I think it's hilarious. I love, and I'm saying this sarcastically, I love it when a when an artist calls me up and says, how much does it cost to do a music video? I love that.
It's not too vague.
You're asking a question that I literally cannot answer. And what I throw back at people, it's like, you know, if you're building a house for me and I called you up and say, how much does it cost to build a house? What kind of house are we building?
Yeah, no, I get it.
You know,
I get it.
You want a trailer or you want a mansion? I mean, it could be any type number. It's so hard to answer that question. And so maybe that's something also, you know, for listeners to consider. You know, before you call up a guy to help you with a video, make sure that you're asking the right question. You don't want to just throw out how much does it cost to do a video. Right. You know, it's probably the first best question to ask is, can we meet? I'd like to talk to you about a video and just to see what your ideas are and how you can help us to maybe make this happen.
Yeah, my dad always said, you know, the first thing that will always start you guys on the right path is a huge element of communication. And you have to be honest. Integrity is a big deal. Because if I tell you, you know, Jace, I'd love to do a video, and then we meet and waste your time, then I tell you, listen, I don't really have a budget. You know, instead of saying, well, listen, Jason, I don't mean to insult your intelligence. I have no budget. You know, perhaps maybe we could work in other ways, or, you know, we could help co-promote each other, something to that effect. Because it's true. Even for photo shoots, like myself, people are like, well, how much would it cost me for a photo shoot? And there's so many variables, and I don't think I know they don't intend to insult me in any way, but they just don't know because
sure.
You know, do the research. And that's great because that actually flows right into question number three. Unless you wanted to add anything else to that.
No, that's great. That's great. I just wanted to throw it in there. Yeah.
No, I appreciate that because that's huge. So you know me as a professional portrait photographer, I'm biased to solid imagery, you know, and I know there are certain elements that I always outline in my compositions, you know, to successfully create an image that at least best represents the artist. And I know you guys have to do the same. So what would be some of your bullet points when working with an artist on a video? Like, in other words, what's Jason Epperson's formula for a great music video? Like, Manny Cabo comes up, you know, goes down to Kentucky. I'm like, all right, listen, I got a little budget here. Let's talk about this. Like, what's your way of starting a project all the way to its fruition, you know, when it's done?
Well, it always starts with the concept, for sure. Again, once I think you have a budget locked in, you know, we start finessing this concept. For us, again, most budgets that we have personally worked on, it just makes a lot more sense for us to shoot it kind of locally because I just have more resources around here. So that's going to save. That saves money. That saves time as far as scouting locations. And then it's a matter of just kind of producing and putting the pieces together. I like to listen to the music, listen to the song, you know, 100 times to really kind of get it kind of locked in. I love storyboarding. You mentioned that earlier. That's a really big part of my process and what I do. So I board everything out and put a good team together. And, you know, typically music videos are, I'd say on average, are 2 to 3 type day shoots because you want to put a really nice performance piece together. And typically we spend almost the whole day, you know, just on that part of it, because you really want to get the artist in a good light and get that sure. performance nailed down, and then you can kind of start working on storyboards or the storyline, and it really just kind of depends on how elaborate you go with that. But that's kind of the process, and then the editing, man. You know, I know I've worked some videos 100+ hours to do a 3-minute video. I mean, it can get literally insane. And
the video that you worked on with me that we were talking about earlier before with the rock, roll, and repeat. I mean, and a lot of that footage was on location stuff, excerpts, and just putting it together, then uniting the audio. I remember that day we were filming in downtown Kentucky, and it was like – so many elements, like with respect to the script and yeah. then changing the angles, then having to go back and do it over again. So, you know, it's a seamless cut. So, yeah, man, I feel you. That's just incredible. And it is a lot of work, and people don't realize how much work goes into video production. Never mind shooting. Yeah. That's the easiest part. It's always the post that's the most difficult.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. I tell you another thing. Here's the thing I love about music videos. As musicians, you all are performers anyway. Mm-hmm. So I love directing. I feel like I'm a solid director. I'm good at it. But when it comes to like really kind of working with actors and dialogue, I'm a little more. I concentrate a little bit more on the aesthetics of the shot, the mm-hmm. composition of the shot. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm an editor's director, so I'm always thinking about the edit on the shoot, right?
That makes sense.
So sometimes that I miss little nuances on actors, and now we're kind of talking about commercial work, right? Or mm-hmm. or narrative work. But when it comes to shooting music videos, you all perform. You know, it's like all I have to do is point the camera at you. So I've always loved that aspect of it, and I've been fortunate. The music videos I have worked on, you know, the talents, they've been great. Performers have always been great to work with. And it's just that stuff comes almost easy, you know.
Sure, it's just your job to capture it.
It feels very fluid and natural because it's what you all do. So right. I love it. I love that part of shooting music videos. Is the talent is just so much fun kind of working with musicians because right. we have a similar – like-minded, I think, personalities.
Yeah, like you said. Plus, you love music, man. So you know what? It's just, you know what I'm saying? It's a nice, as I said before, it's a seamless transition for you. You know, you jump from one aspect of the actual shooting process to the other. You know, one, you're listening yeah. to the artist, you're listening to him sing and or her sing or whoever sing, and then you're also incorporating the video aspects of it. So you're uniting both mediums together. And for somebody who loves both, I mean, that's just, you know, a great combination, you know?
Yeah. And again, kind of jumping around here, we've talked before, you know, when I was in college and I started taking, you know, a lot of the audio classes, I thought that's where my career was headed. I love producing like these commercials for radio, producing some of the shows, working on music. I bought these little programs, Fruity Loops and the different type of programs and coming
Fruity
up with
Loops.
Music.
Yeah,
dude. And I was like, man, I loved it. And then somebody sure. stuck a camera in my hand. And I'm like, you know what?
It's
I
over.
Can do everything that I've learned through audio and add visuals to it. So right. that took it to a whole nother level for me. And we mentioned before as well, man, music is so important to what I do. When I'm working on just commercials, just 30-second commercials, dude, I have headphones in and I'm looking for music before I even come with concepts.
Yeah.
Music really inspires me with ideas, inspires me with talent, inspires me with the locations I'm going to shoot at. It really brings the whole picture together for me, and it starts with music.
No, and I know you're telling the truth because a good friend of mine, Matt Webster, who's also a great cinematographer who's worked with me on multiple projects, said the same thing. He's like, bro, you gotta have great music. And you know what, I'll take it a step further just to uphold that statement, because if you think about it, back in the 70s, you know, I love 70s movies, especially horror movies. You know one of my favorite movies was Halloween. You remember, I don't know if you know the story, but Halloween was a bust. The directors, everybody said, we're not releasing this film. It's just terrible. Once they added that the soundtrack, that changed yeah. the entire face of the film. So the power of a soundtrack is just huge. And sometimes the cool thing is all it takes is four or five notes. Look at Jaws. Dun, dun, dun. That was it. That's
yeah.
all it took
yeah.
the movie. Steven Spielberg says in an interview, he's like, I didn't do anything. It's when the music started to come in. As soon as he hit those four cello chords, I was sold.
Yeah. You know? I love that story. I love it. I love it. I believe it 100%. Music can make or break it, man.
Really
I'm
can.
Telling you, it can make or break it. I put a lot of emphasis in the stuff that we put out there towards music, making sure we pick the right tracks out. I actually have a new kid, fresh out of college, who is a composer, He can do everything, but the kid is an incredible composer. And man, I just love talking with him and hearing his vision and seeing what he comes up with, because it's so much fun.
It really is fun
to work with these guys.
Right. Listen, I'm nowhere near the caliber of videographer that you are, but I know in my little tiny projects, it's the best when I get to find a part of even my own songs or songs that I've downloaded, you know, royalty-free songs. I'm like, oh my God, that fits perfectly for this part. And I know, you know, you've savored that moment as well in multiple projects, because it's true. It just augments. And to use the word itself, it underscores the scene perfectly, man. But anyway, we could talk about this forever, man. Let me just jump into question number four, because I know you got to run. But
yes.
And this is finally my favorite question, and I always ask this one again, and I stress it because there's so many great answers, you know. But what's your mojo, bro? You know, what keeps you driving and trying to fill the silver screen and capturing moving magic constantly? You know, aside from your obvious passion to be a shutterbug, because I know that's always been with you, but there's got to be an underlying reason why you continue to do this.
I could probably answer this with a few different things, but I can tell you from an early onset, early age, I've always been a competitor. I'm super, super competitive. I don't care what we're doing. If we're playing checkers, Manny, I want to beat your butt, right? Competitiveness has kind of driven me to success. So I'm always trying to look and see what's happening, what's trending, who my competitors are. And I just want to do better work from the last project, you know? So that's a part of my mojo, I think, and what kind of gives me an edge, and what keeps us going and keeps us growing, definitely is the competitiveness in me. You know, beyond that, dude, I'm just a happy-go-lucky dude, man.
I really love
life, and I genuinely love my clients. I love people. I love relationships. I love communicating. Man, there's a big part of me just like, I freaking can't stand these kids these days, and they're stuck behind the computers and on phones and all this stuff. Man, I want to come and meet you, and I want to talk to you. I want to get to know you. I want to love what you love, and I want us to do something together. Do it. Have fun doing it, and be successful at it.
I agree.
Type stuff, man, that really, truly makes it for me. I love my job, man. I feel blessed to have the opportunity to do what I do and come into this place and work every day. And just freaking, man, I'm just so blessed, man. I enjoy it so much. And awesome. I do not take it for granted. I never have. Because I know one day I'm not going to be able to do it, and I'm enjoying the ride, man. I truly am, and I just want to find and surround myself around the same type people, the same personalities, man. Because that's what it's about, you know.
Absolutely,
it's the journey.
No, listen,
it's the journey, man.
You hit the nail on the head. There's so many elements that you touched upon, you know, in communicating, because so many things get lost in translation with emails and texts. And secondly, you got to do things that you love, because, you know, you're always going to want to just give up. And again, surround yourself with great people. So right there, you know, the tail end of this conversation or interview, whatever you want to call it, you know, you mentioned three things that I think in any career are huge, and we should all take into account, man. But listen, I appreciate your passion, you know, your fervor. I could hear it in your voice.
Yeah, man.
When you're telling me, you know, it's great. And I being lucky enough and fortunate enough to have worked with you, I know you're telling the truth. So, you know, it was just a blast working with you. So thanks for joining us today, Jason. I truly appreciate all the insight.
You got it, bro.
The personal experience. Absolutely, brother. Listen, how can people find you, man?
My website's epicfilms.com. That's epic with two P's in it, because my last name's Epperson. That's where that came from. So EPPIC Films. Come check me out.
Awesome, brother. Listen, thanks again. Much love and much success. And we got to work on something real, real soon, you and I, definitely.
Do it, man. Do it or we're breaking up.
All right, brother. Listen, have an amazing weekend. I'll talk to you real soon.
You too, bro. All right, man. Take care.
All right.
See ya.
Be good.
This has been a Mojo for Musicians podcast. If you're a musician, producer, engineer, or any other industry professional wanting to share your mojo and stories of success with our listeners, or just want to share some feedback on today's episode, we'd love to hear from you. So just send us an email at info@mannycabo.com. Thanks for listening.